Welcome to the 7th annual Raton Family Tent Meeting. And it's the 11th night, correct? 11th night, yep. And it's been amazing, y'all. It's just been wonderful. And we're looking forward to what's up tonight. We're excited about what God's doing. And we've seen healing happen. We've seen people be delivered from things. It's just been wonderful. But I asked Jim if I could say something because the Lord laid something on my heart a couple of days ago, and he said, well, that's funny you asked because you were already going to do this tonight. So anyway, but we need to recognize Jim and Misty because they have not weakened a bit, y'all. And it's something to do with being obedient to what the Lord's called them to do. But, yeah, thank you, Jim and Misty. Thank you, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. And Tongue River provided the meal for tonight, so that would be my darling wife back there. So, anyway. Yeah, she's the one back there with the slight red color on her face. Anyway, I was just doing my thing the other day, and the Lord is so awesome about how he'll just put something on your mind or remind you of something that was said or a picture or whatever it was, but something came to my mind, and I actually brought a pair of boots with a pair of spurs on them so that I could show you exactly what I'm talking about. And I was mowing the other day, of all things, and I'll dust it off before you get up here, Eric. And a mental picture came to my mind. And there's a good friend of mine who works down at the Pitchfork Ranch. His name is Clint Jones. And he has a pair of spurs made by Kerry Kelly. And that doesn't mean anything to anybody probably, but other than me and maybe one or two others in here. But Kerry Kelly is a premier bit and spur maker in our part of the country. And if you got a pair of Kerry Kelly's, you really got something. And on the outside of them, on his left spur, on the outside band, it says leave behind. And on the other side, over here, on the right foot, on the outside band, it says many tracks. Leave behind, many tracks. So when you're looking at Clint from behind, that's what you read. Leave behind many tracks. Well, that's, you know, cowboy thing, whatever. But I can tell you from experience that when you're leaving behind tracks, you're, there's just something about it. To have you a good 30, 40 mile day in the saddle, that's just, it doesn't get any better than that. And I know a lot of y'all don't understand that, but some of you will. Isn't that right, Gracie? Anyway, there's just something to that. And it hit me so hard because I thought about that. I saw that mental picture of those spurs, and I hadn't seen Clint since Abilene, first week of May. And I saw a mental picture of those spurs that leave behind many tracks. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, boy, you're supposed to be leaving behind many tracks. And we've talked about so many different things during this week, last week and this week too. Dr. Holler, living by faith, growing in faith, and Brother Howard spoke about pressing on. This is our theme for the 7th annual Raton Family Tent Revival. As you're pressing on, you're leaving tracks behind. And as you're growing in faith, you're leaving tracks behind. And as you're prophesying, like you spoke of last night, you're talking to those circumstances in your life saying, line up with the truth. You're leaving tracks behind. And you know what else you're doing when you're leaving tracks behind? You know what you're doing when you're laying down tracks? You're being a leader. You're out in front. And that's what we're called to do as Christian people. We're not supposed to be followers. We're followers of Christ, but we're supposed to be leaders. In our community, in our homes, the church is supposed to be leading things, not the government. Did I say that out loud? Okay, we're supposed to be leaders, and I am supposed to be leaving behind tracks. that so somebody else can follow them. One way or the other, good or bad, you're leaving tracks. So, there's been so much going on these past couple of weeks in this tent revival, and it's just been amazing. But I thought what the Lord spoke to me was, okay, now, you've heard about growing in faith. You've heard about speaking, prophesying over things in your life. You've heard about pressing on, pursuing after Jesus Christ. And as you're doing that, you're leaving tracks behind for people who need to see your life. Well, you know, you told me, you said it last night. You said, you know, other people look at your life and they say, how in the world is he making it through this? Or how in the world is he making it through that? You're leaving tracks. You're drawing attention to yourself. And through that, you can be a leader for Jesus Christ. So anyway, that was the word that the Lord gave me. And it sunk in deep. It really did. But I thought about Clint, and I actually thought about calling him and telling him. He's a Christian brother. He'd probably appreciate it, but I didn't. But that was for me, and I wanted to share that with y'all. So anyway, that was God's word to me. He said, boy, leave behind tracks worthy to be followed. Okay? Don't just leave behind tracks. People need to see what's going on in our lives. It's time. You know, it really is. It's time. So anyway, that's what it is. Miss Hannah, could you pray for us, and we're going to do the praise and worship.
Here comes that rain, guys. Okay. Before I pray, I'd just like everybody to set an expectation for this evening, for the worship, and for when Eric brings the word. What do you want to get out of this evening? Do you have a question you want answered? Do you need to know what your calling is? Do you need help with a relationship? Whatever it is, just like everybody, to think of an expectation, because when we come with expectation, the Lord shows up and he brings that to us. If we come with nothing, he, you know, may just, we don't get much. So let's keep that expectation in mind as we go through worship this evening. Father, we just praise you for this time that we get to be together, the freedom that is under this tent tonight. I thank you for each and every person that's here. I pray that you begin to open their hearts and their minds for what it is you would have for them personally and individually tonight. We love you, Lord. We thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.